Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Saturdays were made for this. The biggest names and the biggest games. Right here. Woo! For King G, where comfort is king.
2, 3, 4! Hey, ho,
let's go! Triple M rocks the NRL.
Welcome to the Triple M Saturday CMB.
And welcome back to Hour 3, and it's all thanks to our friends at King G. They make some great workwear, King G. I know that you asked me earlier on, Hoops, about the possibility of getting some. I don't know if they make them anymore. I remember I came around to your place that joint that time you were working in the yard and you had like a bib and brace thing with no t-shirt
don't
on underneath.
Fabricate stories,
so
Anthony.
I'll see if King G still make
don't,
a bib and brace.
Tell you,
and
you tell enough in everyday life as it is. So what? Do yourself a favour. Don't go down that road.
Mate, don't be embarrassed. Okay?
I'm not embarrassed.
I'll speak to the people at King G. I know you're not a workman. I know you're too soft to do a proper...
Hang on, mate. This coming from the bloke who gets a chap, as he likes to say, Gordon, to mow his lawn. He gets a chap to change the light bulb. Fair dinkum. What do you do around
that
compound
in Little Bay?
Well,
I'm not a real man, mate. I'm not a real man.
You can't
I get
even
a real
mow
man.
The lawn.
I get a real man to do.
Why can't you mow the lawn? Is it that hard?
That's the only way he gets rid of his cash.
Mate,
he's got to help.
You're a good man.
Less people are saying no cash, just card.
No.
That is the only way. The germs.
You're an idiot, mate.
The germs you got buried in your backyard.
Listen, mate. Let me tell
you
something.
You want to go at the Titans, mate? I'm going to go at you for the next 6 months.
The Gold Coast Titans.
What about choppy clothes? What about this? Listen here. Keep on digging. Chainsaw teeth, mate. I saw you turn your face around to the camera like a rat with a gold tooth. You just, mate, you wait. You wait till they open the Queensland borders. I'm coming down there.
Mate, I reckon if the Titans really put their heart and soul into it, they could finish second last this year, and I hope they do for your sake too, Gordon.
I'm tipping you're glad you've opened up this conversation,
Anthony. Geez, I hope they beat South. Hey, mate, do you know what, Anthony? Because you know how you're really good at just betting and doing some stupid things. Well, I'll do this and I'll do that. Like singing a national anthem. That is the only bet that you've actually stuck up to. Do you want to have one? Do you want to have one with me about, you know, Titans and Souths or something like that?
Oh, please. You're not going to compare the Titans to Souths.
But what happens if we beat you in the game?
Well, mate, I don't think that'll ever happen in your lifetime.
Okay.
Certainly not in the next year, okay?
But what if it does?
Well, mate,
are you going to make a stupid statement?
No, I won't make a stupid statement. I'll make a statement. We'll have a proper bet. I'll take the Rabbitohs. You'll take the Titans. Okay.
I'm glad you raised, Gordon. I'm glad you raised stupid statements because we haven't brought this up until this point in time. But speaking of foolish bets, Anthony was hosting a function.
Oh, this is
you
nonsense.
Were hosting a function
nonsense.
Throughout the pre-season, and he made a statement in front of a crowd out at Wentworthville, which is Parramatta Eels heartland. Yeah. If the Eels make the top four this year, I will get breast implants. Confirm or deny.
And you already got them.
So you can't deny.
Nah, well, it apparently happened.
Anthony, I thought you got them a couple of years ago. Don't you mean a reduction?
Mate, firstly, it was supposedly said at Castle Hill RSL, but do I deny saying it? I never said it. I completely deny saying it. And I did say, if I do get them, I'll go to Honey Badette and get a nice little bra and put them in and I'll wander in here in it. But I didn't even say it. Anyway, let's talk a little bit of football now.
God.
Let's talk to a bloke that plays for one of the Premier League clubs here in Sydney, the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Their number 9, Damien Cook, I believe. Cookie is on the line now. Cookie, welcome to the Saturday Sin Bin.
Afternoon, guys. Sorry I couldn't make it in today. I was looking forward to doing the shows before, but obviously new lockdown rules for us. We're in isolation now.
Mate, we spoke to Trent Robinson, Roosters coach, earlier on, and he mentioned a word that I think I love to hear. I need in my life routine. How are you guys going to stick to a routine through all of this?
Yeah, look, I'm massive on routine. That's what's going to get me through this probably isolation period. And I reckon a lot of boys in the NRL are probably similar because, you know, we're used to having that weekly schedule or monthly schedule, and we're pretty much told what time to be trained and what to do to, you know, field, meeting, all those things in a row. And now we've got nothing to do. So for me, that's what I've tried to do this week is try and put a few things in place and obviously try a new few other things as well. But, you know, getting ready for lockdown, you know, I've robbed my mate's gym for some weights. just today and set up at home. And obviously, I'm doing uni as well at the moment, so I just took on some extra work there, just trying to keep me busy through this time.
Hey, Cookie, mate, you're pretty lucky that you've got that health spa, have you, where the boys went the other day?
Yeah, so
mate, how much training are you doing? And you can stay on top of it from, obviously, but boy, just opening it up and going there yourself.
Oh, we got to check on the rules if we're even allowed to still go there as right. owners, because we had to shut that down the other night. So that's been shut down, but I don't think I'll be probably allowed to go there at all. So that's why I went. Wow. My mate's sort of hiring out some equipment from his gym, so I'm going to grab that. And just setting up at home at the moment, yeah. But for me, this whole week, I'm not doing any training because, you know, it looks like it's going to be a bit of a long break for us. So if you're keen to train now, you're probably going to get a bit over it in a few weeks' time, and we're not playing for a while. So just sort of freshening up this week, getting a few things in place, and then I'll get back into more of a training routine next week.
Hey, Cookie, just on the train, everybody knows that you can do some weights, you can go for your run, the long, short runs or whatever. But how do you keep up your skills? How do you do your ball work?
Yeah, that's the main one, mate. Like, obviously, you know, pre-season there's a lot of running and a lot of weights, and we've done that, not too long ago. So at the moment, it's just about maintaining our weights, which is going to be pretty easy to do if you've got some equipment at home. Be pretty creative there. And obviously, running sessions as well, we can get that done. But, yeah, the main thing will be our ball skills. And for us, Jason Demetrio sent us all home with a footy and a tennis ball. Just to, to have in our hands and, you know, at home, mate, I've probably got the clothesline. I'll probably just be passing that a few times or kicking at that as well. So that's obviously as much as we can get done. I saw Dave Warner doing a drill with a tennis racket, getting the ball and just catching the tennis ball. So, you know, just keep my hand-eye coordination up and keep the footy in hands, just, you know, muck around the backyard, just keep them sharp in the tools and be ready to go when we need to.
Speaking of that, Damien, what are they telling you in terms of, as a playing group, about possible return dates up until now? We've heard a variety of different scenarios. Have you been given any further clarity? We heard you say earlier that you were thinking it's going to be a bit of a lengthy break.
Well, just personally, I think that May and June are definitely just no chance, I believe. Just with us about to go into lockdown, I can't see that happening. And I think a lot of people are like that. So, you know, July, I see the possibility to start training, and we all be given 4 weeks because that's what they want to do. They make sure we've got some training behind us because you're not sure how much all the other players are doing. So for safety reasons, you've got to make sure they're doing some contact and some proper running and be ready to go and play at a higher standard. So I'm hoping for August, 1st of August, to be back playing. I'd love to be earlier, but I'm just being probably realistic that that's as soon as we can. And obviously the last date we can start is September 1. So that means we'd start training on August 1st.
We've heard it thrown up as a possible solution that players could go up near Gladstone in central Queensland there, or possibly even Darwin, or further up of the Queensland north coast, Townsville, etc. How would you feel about that style of a setup if that was to come to fruition?
Yeah, I think it'd be great. Great for not just the players, the game, and give everyone that might be still in our, you know, not working at times, something to look forward to. Everyone was looking forward to footy being back, and we've only had the 2 weeks. So if things get a lot better in the coming few weeks, and, you know, the borders obviously open up between the states, and we are able to travel into a, sort of an isolation sort of thing at Gladstone and play a few games there, like the Magic Round sort of style, and get some games in, I think that'd be great. Obviously, everyone wants footy back. We want to be back playing, and like I said, for the fans and other people who get their jobs back by us playing as well, it'd be great for everyone.
Cookie, what about if it was going to be an interesting year for the Rabbitohs, and I guess it still will be whenever we do get back onto the field, but obviously this year there's no Sam, no Sutton, no Greg Inglis, so, you know, blokes like you and Adam Reynolds have got to sort of step up and take more of a leadership role this year. Then on the back of that, we had Wayne Bennett saying he'll be out at the end of next year. Demetrio comes in. Now Richo's has resigned. So it's probably a first part of my question. It's probably a bit of a godsend that you blokes aren't playing at the moment. You don't have to answer all these questions. Well, you do.
Well, at the moment, yeah. Well, like, obviously, the thing with Richo, it's happened while we haven't all been at training. So it hasn't, not sure what to really say there. It obviously caught us off guard as well as players. And, but, you know, it's pretty selfless act what he's done. you know, where he is. He's done a great job for the club. And just, you know, with Wayne, obviously, when that ever happens, when he moves on to whatever he wants to do after coaching us and JD coming in, that will be a pretty smooth transition, I believe, with him being assistant coach at the moment. But you are right, with Cody Walker, Adam Reynolds and myself, we have had to take more of a leadership role on, and I believe we're doing a pretty good job there so far with the younger boys. But missing those senior players, besides the leadership, I believe our pack has, you know, started quite well, especially the first two rounds. There's some good signs of the boys playing well, Liam Knight, Junior Jatola, and a couple of younger boys that we've got coming through. And obviously another one with this suspended season is Paddy Mago, who was looking really good for us, will be able to probably come straight back in. You know, not miss many games at all. So it's another positive for us.
He was outstanding in the Charity Shield at Mudgee, Paddy Mago. And I think he tore his pack, didn't he, Cookie, in that game, unfortunately. It was a cruel break because he would have got an opportunity come round one.
Yeah, I don't doubt that he would have been there round one for sure. That's what I believe. And there's a lot of boys there. They've got some great ball skills. You know, Paddy Mago, Tom Amone, Junior Tola, and they really worked hard in the off-season. And we saw in the Charity Shield, they just tore the Dragons forward pack in the second half apart just with their small, you know, ball movement, running hard and ball skills. So, you know, look, there's some healthy competition there for our pack when it starts up again. And I believe we have filled the void of, you know, the boys that we've, you know, missed out, who have retired, so with Sam and Sutto.
What about from a State of Origin point of view? Cookie, have you heard from Freddie, and what advice are your players being given at this stage about where that sits in terms of the calendar?
No, we believe it's still going to happen. Obviously, they spoke about the axing of the some representative football with the Australian stuff at the end, but State of Origin, I'm sure the NRL, especially at the moment with a neat, you know, financial state, I think, you know, State of Origin is probably the biggest income the game has, I believe, in those three games. And the amount of anticipation around that game as well, you can't miss it. Imagine footy if we missed a series of State of Origin. Obviously, it'd be great for us because you'd retain the series, I think, Gordy, if that's correct. That's how it happens. But
absolutely.
Yeah, but look, I think it definitely has to be played at some stage of the year. You know, I heard Wade Graham come out and say that you'd start the season off with that whenever it comes back. You know, I think every player would be open to that.
What about Anthony Maroon's stupid poll today when he said that he wants it played, Origin, played in front of no crowd?
He's a pretty smart bloke. You know, obviously a Bunnies fan, so he knows
his stuff. Cookie, yeah.
But that was a ridiculous statement, wasn't it?
We ran out to Suncorp, and to be honest, running out, I was lucky enough to run out into, you know, Suncorp packed stadium, which was an unbelievable experience. And then we ran out last time, and that was the only time of the game that it really, I realised there was no crowd, and it really sort of got to me a little bit when it was empty. You know, during the game, once the game got going, it was okay. But, you know, no crowds at Origin, maybe at least you'd be able to hear some of your players on the field, because normally you can't hear a thing.
Cookie, great to catch up with you, mate. I'm not going to get involved in that again with Gordy, because you're allowed to have your opinion, aren't you? And that's all I was doing, having my opinion. You have a great bit of a
Maroon,
break.
If I want to hear your opinion, I'll give it to you.
Yeah. Listen, mate, while that was all happening, Shannon Donato's text me again. You take all your family into the Bunnies shop and get whatever you need to for the year ahead. Get a couple of jumpers, a couple of hoodies, get some socks, get some T-shirts, whatever you want. Shannon Donato's going to open up the shop for you, mate, and you get in there in Chalmers Street and help yourself through the week, okay?
He's a very generous man, and he even puts it all out of the back of his ute too, out the Coogee Way, and sells it for half price.
Righto, Cookie, good to catch up.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, joining us on Saturday Sinbin. Thanks to King G. Yeah. I tell you what, though.
Mate, isn't it good how Cookie doesn't have to answer any of those questions?
Yeah, I know. But I was wanted to say to Cookie, but we got wound up by the producer. I can't see Wayne Bennett being there till the end of next year. I mean, who retires 2 years before it's time?
Oh, Anthony, look, I think given everything else that's going on around the world at the moment, there's more pressing decisions ahead. But I can. Look, Wayne's only ever been pushed out of a contract when he's told to go. Mm. That's what happened at the Broncos.
He loves
his cash. That's not what happened at Newcastle.
Actually, Anthony, he loves his cash more than you.
Well, good on him. I mean, you don't go to work for nothing, do you, idiot?
So.
See, some of us, Gordon, fall arse over tit into cash. Some of us have to actually work for Gordon.
He won't leave the kids' house
afloat.
He won't leave to keep South afloat. He'll get paid.
He won't be there at the end of next year. I'll make that statement now.
You're making that statement.
I'm making that statement
right
now.
Well, then they'll be paying for two coaches.
I'm not saying this will be. I'm saying he won't.
Well, you just did.
No, I didn't say that. I said he won't be there at the end of next season. Okay?
Thanks, Scoop. That's when he signed until.
No, you idiot. He'll be there. He's signed to coach till the end of next season. I'm saying he won't be here till the end of next season.
You're having a bet each way because you're saying he'll be there this year, but he won't last all the way until the end of next year.
Mate,
honestly, please.
I'm saying he will not see this contract out.
Yeah, okay.
Can
so
I make it any
will
clearer?
Will he finish this season?
I'm not getting involved in that. I'm saying he won't see the contract out, all right?
So what you're saying is South are not going to be successful.
I'm saying I wasn't talking to you, knucklehead, is what I'm saying, all right? So while you're up there in Brisbane...
So, okay, so I'm not on this radio show. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
All I said was, I don't believe he will see this contract out.
Okay? And where'd you get that information from?
I didn't say I got the information from anywhere. It's a gut feeling.
You've got splinters, Anthony. You're the king of having a bit of a try.
Mate, I tell you what. The only...
It's as clear as mud, whatever your opinion is.
Yeah, good. Saturday Sin Bin on Triple M is thanks to King G with Hoops, Gordon Tallis and Maroon. We're going to take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M, Saturday Sin Bin for King G.
And right across the Triple M network or via the Triple M app at triplem.com.au. It's, of course, thanks to our mates at King G, James Triceps Hooper, Gordon Tallis and Maroon. Lee Hadjipan Tallis, the boss of Brydens and the boss of the Tigers, will join us very shortly. And I ask you blokes, don't make an idiot of yourselves in front of an intellect like Lee Hadjipan Tallis.
Very good man, Lee.
That's all I'm going to say. Now, our next segment is another award winner. It's called Storytime with Gordon Tallis.
Oh, there's no sting. There's no play on.
No, it's just cost-cutting.
Okay, thank you.
It's until you get to Raging Bull.
I'm not in charge of the intros.
Okay.
Oops, all right?
All right, just checking.
All right, what's the story?
Well, you are in charge of the intros, the producer Charlie's.
Yeah, thank you.
You are
thank you, Maroon.
Supposed to
mate,
be
don't
one.
Don't listen to him.
He got.
You
have let yourself go and have a good hard look.
Talk about cost cuttings. If Charlie White survives till next Saturday, then I will get breast implants. All right. Have you got a story, knucklehead, or not?
Yeah. Do you know what? The only sport that's going on now, obviously, is horse racing, right? And Elf was a master G up, right? And we'd always get the club to fake these, you know, promotions on a Saturday, and we'd all go to the races together. And I remember one day I was sitting there and there was a race on, and there was a grey horse in the race, and I said, that's not fair. So why is that old horse racing the other horses? And Elf teased me about it because I thought the grey horse was old. I thought that, you know, as horses got older, they went from brown to grey, just like humans. And, you know, horses are born grey, obviously. Hey, do you know what? That's not as funny as when we went to the fish and chip shop and, you know, the calamari comes out crumbed.
Yeah.
Shane Webke says, how do they catch that? and then Alfie said, mate, all you do is you just put your stick just down in the Bremer River. He goes, mate, you put your stick in, and then they all just float onto it, and they just sit on it. Like... But anyway, so Alfie's, mate, so like, then Alfie was a practical joker, right? And then we used to go do these army camps right in the beginning of the season, and they were really tough, and they're in Canungra, just at the back of the Gold Coast, and there's just, you know, walking for about 40 Ks, you know, with a 20-kilo backpack, and it was really tough, you know, right in the middle of summer. And Elf was always G'ing up, and this, you know, and he was always putting shit on blokes at the wrong time, and that's what I was talking about, Webby, and that. And then we're all sitting down, we'd finished, and there was a couple of cold beers. We're all sitting around just having a beer with all the army guys after it. And a big snake come in the camp. It was massive, right? Huge, this big python. And we know that Elf was terrified of snakes, and he's terrified of the dark. So I'm petrified of snakes. So Elf had just gone to bed because this is the first time he actually had to train, because normally Elf had the pass, you know, like the golden ticket where he didn't have to do everything to get training, but this army camp, everybody had it all. Well, he'd fallen asleep about 9 o'clock. So they've walked in and we've unzipped his tent. and put this big snake all over him, right? Zipped it back up, and you know how, and then it has all the flaps on the side, and then we just rolled up the flap and shone the torch on the snake. And said, "Alf, Alf, there's a snake in your tent," and turned off the torch and just watched it, mate. I swear to God, it was like a frog in a sock. It was going off everywhere. This tent was going everywhere. So obviously the practical joker, Alf, got done big time when we put a snake in his tent on an army camp.
Geez, he must have got a few other blokes as well, though, Gordy. Alf, when he decides to square up and try and play a bit of a prankster.
Alf's more just with quick wit, you know, like he's always teasing and joking that way. He's not so much of a prankster. Nathan Brown and Noel Goldthorpe were the ones. Mate, when I was at the Dragons, right, like they'd put... Like, one day I jumped out of the shower and I put on my tracksuit pants, I had to go back home, and I was that itchy. I'm sitting there, I was itchy. They got itching powder and put it in all my clothes. So then I took them back off, jumped back in the shower, washed it off, jumped back in. I reckon I would have did it about 10 times. They just sat there cracking up, laughing. And then they'd put prawn shells in your hubcaps and things like that.
What about when they dacked you at...
That was Nathan Brown. So he said, when I lived with Brownie, just at Cogra there in Lob Crescent, and it was right behind Sizzler there for all those Dragons fans. And, you know, you're living with six guys. We weren't that good at the washing machine, you know, throwing it in the old Fisher and Paykel and spinning it around and hanging out. So I'd run out of clean clothes. And I saw Brownie did his washing, and there was a pair of clean shorts on the line. So I've just grabbed them, put them on, and gone up the Sizzler. And he goes, "They're my shorts." I said, "I know, mate. I'm going to do my washing tomorrow, mate. I didn't have anything clean. I'm going to, I'll wash them and I'll give them back to you tomorrow." And then he knows that I don't like wearing underwear. I think that underwear is overrated. So we're waiting in Sizzler, and I got up to the counter, and that's when the big glass outside was about, you know, and there might have been 200 people waiting on the glass because, you know, you'd all line up to get in.
Sizzler, Princes Highway, Cogra.
And then I've gone to pay the girl, and as I put my hands up to pay, he's dacked me in front of everybody. So I'm standing in Sizzler naked, and as I've tried to pull the pants up, I was standing on them, and they got trapped on my thong, so I was just chucking the brown eye for about 30 seconds at all the customers. It's fair to say they didn't eat that night.
Well, that's story time with Gordon Tallis. A couple of little gems there. Now, kiddies, you can go off to sleep for the afternoon. It's the Saturday Sin Bin, and we do it thanks to our mates at King G.
Just before we move on, Anthony, just a couple of tweets lighting up social media, MMM_NRL. There's one from Bruno down at Little Kongwong. He says, "Gordon, I'm glad you brought up that story about underpants. I just want to let you know we've seen Anthony Maroon walking his dog down here quite regularly recently, and he just wears his Y fronts if he wears anything
No. I was down there the other day, but I wasn't in Y fronts. I was in boxers. We'll take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Saturday Sin Bin for King G.
Welcome back to it. It's the Saturday Sin Bin thanks to King G. And you got Hoops, you got Gordy Tallis, you got Maroon. Of course, we've had a little bit of fun the last 15, 20 minutes, but it's all about coronavirus, COVID-19, and how it has affected the game and how it will affect it moving forward over the next couple of months. So let's get a man on the phone who knows a little bit more about it than we do, and he's invested in the game on so many different levels. It's the chairman of the West Tigers. He's a mate of ours too. Lee Hadjipantelis, welcome to Triple M again, old mate.
Oh, hello, Anthony. I've been on Triple M so much of late, I should be on the payroll.
Mate, Anthony will just send you some, mate. He'll share his.
Is that the folding stuff, Gordon?
Mate, yeah, you know how he rolls.
Plenty
Lee.
Of that.
Mate, I grew up in a Greek takeaway.
Mate, I'm paying you with love, Lee. You know that.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you.
Hey, Lee, tell us, obviously some really tough times around the world, and rugby league, a small microcosm of that at this point in time. But you hear a lot of the stories this week about several clubs having to put football club staff off without pay. Some are on holiday pay. What's the Tigers' position in relation to all of that?
Well, as of today, James, we have not let any staff go. And staff, as with the players, run a monthly pay run. They're paid on the 15th of each month. They're paid 2 weeks in advance and 2 weeks in arrears. So all the staff have been paid until the 31st of March in any event. But on Monday morning, there's a hookup of the NRL, of course, and we should know a lot more after that as to where we stand. I'll convene a board meeting on Monday afternoon, at which time decisions will have to be taken moving forward into April.
And just what about from the point of view of you as a businessman and being, of course, the major sponsor of the Origin side for the last couple of years? Do you have any insight, Lee, as to where that is at from a Brighton's point of view?
No, not as yet. No, we've been kept fully informed by the NSWRL, of course, as to where they stand. But at the moment, no decision has been taken with respect to Origin. It remains to be seen. So as soon as there's any notification as to when and where Origin will be played, we'll know. And then we'll tailor our sponsorship to meet with that. But at the moment, no, as far as we are aware and from our discussions with NSWRL, Origin is on.
What's your gut feel, Lee, in relation to the regular season NRL competition? When do you think they might be able to get things kick-started again?
No, James, very hard to say. I haven't seen the pandemic expert opinion, of course, that's being relied upon by the NRL, which caused the suspension of the game. There was a report recently which said that, according to the expert, the game is unlikely to return this year. I hope that's not right. But you know, I would think that 1 July, 1 August, hopefully 1 September at the outset. I'm told 1 September is the absolute outer limit. Mm. If it's not back by 1 September, then we'll be reconvening in March next year.
How's the mental state of the West Tigers, as in all the boys? And, you know, it's probably the only thing that most of us knew what to do at the time was to play rugby league because you're so focused on it. Mate, how are the boys going?
Look, Gordon, I think they're as confused as we all are. It's such a fluid situation. We wake up every day unawares as to what's likely to occur. I think we all feel that there's a shutdown coming, and every day we seem to be inching and inching towards that. Some of us believe that, you know, the sooner the better. Others think that if it can be avoided, so be it. But the boys are heeding all the advice that they're getting. They're being kept fully informed by all our wellbeing officers, by our CEO, by our coaching staff, led by Michael, of course. But the boys understand it. They understand that, as James said, we are but a microcosm of what's happening in the broader community. As Anthony pointed out, I sponsor a number of these, you know, sporting and community clubs, including Mounties. They let 600 staff go on Monday.
Wow.
So let's just put that into perspective, you know. So we are facing challenges, but no more and no different to what everyone in the community is.
Can you let the West Tigers fans know that if you don't play this year, that you guys are strong enough and you'll definitely be there next year and the years after?
Absolutely, without doubt. The thing is, because the West Tigers have not enjoyed that symbiotic relationship with the league's club that many other clubs do, it's forced the West Tigers to be financially independent, which we have been. So in some respects, we are in a stronger position than some clubs. And I can't speak on behalf of other clubs. I don't have any intimate knowledge of their finances or the like. I can only speak of ours. But it has forced us to be independent and strong and financially responsible, and we have been. So I can assure you that the West Tigers will be running around in March of 2021.
That's refreshing for all your members and certainly the Legion of Tigers fans. Lee, what about Can You Believe? Did you have a bit of a wry smile when they hit pause on the competition and we look at the ladder and the Tigers are in ninth again?
Sorry, James, I can't comprehend that comment. That move on. Next point. But, I mean, I saw someone jumped on the back of that very quickly. Far too clever, some of these fans. Yeah, it was a bit ironic. It did bring a wry smile to my face. But nine in the interim, only an interim position. Mm.
Lee, what about you? As you mentioned just then, you've got a lot to do with Mounties. And you know, in the community, you deal a lot with these bigger clubs, as I do. And some of them are letting off 600 people or 300 people or closing down, had no choice but to close down clubs this week. From the point of view of those licensed clubs and away from rugby league, how long do you think these clubs will take to re-employ all those people and really get back into the swing of things again?
Oh, I think it will take some time, Anthony. I mean, it's like moving one of those cruise ships. You know, they don't just stop on a dime, and it takes a long time to move these things around, and it takes a long time to start up again. So I'm hopeful that when and if the time comes that things resume some level of normality, they'll give us enough time for all of us to prepare for that. But I do feel for these people. My office in Liverpool is adjacent to a Centrelink office, and every morning when I arrive at work, the line from Centrelink just gets longer and longer. And it breaks your heart seeing these people. And as I say, we're based in Liverpool, of course. We're in the midst of clubland.
Yeah.
If it's not Mounties, it's Wenties or, you know, Blacktown Workers, all these clubs that we all sponsor. and you feel for these people. So I really don't know the answer to that. I don't think anyone knows. At the moment, it's still a moving feast. Things remain so fluid. But the resilience, I think, of the Australian community is so good and so strong that we face these challenges or other challenges previously, and we've always overcome them. I don't see this being any different.
Okay, Lee, good to catch up with you, mate. All the best to your business and all the best with the West Tigers too for the remainder of the season.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good on you, mate. There he is, Lee Hadjipantelis, the chairman of the West Tigers, joining us on the Saturday Sin Bin. And, of course, if you just need to relax, you just jump in the ream hot water and just let all those worries just flow off your bald head here, Hoops. Just get under the ream hot water and just splash around. They've been doing it for 80 years. And as the great Wendell Saylor says, if he can't shower in ream hot water, he lick himself clean like a pussycat. We'll come back and wrap things up right here on the Saturday Sin Bin.
Triple M Saturday Sin Bin for King G.
Well, we've had lots of great feedback about doing the Saturday show today in these uncertain times with the NRL. I hope that Kenty and Hoops and Gordy Tallis were able to just steer you in the right direction and have a little bit of fun with you this afternoon. Just before we go, a couple of emails and tweets at Triple M underscore NRL. We'll just have a bit of fun with these before we go. And also, as a little bit of fun, as a little bit of a treat, we are going to replay the 2019 Origin Decider after the next break. So if you're working away and you want to see that 2019 Origin game, the decider, we'll play that for you. And that's all thanks to our mates at Macca's who've just delivered us some lovely nuggies, a couple of cheeseburgers, a quarter pounder, and a Big Mac.
What are you doing with that sweet and sour sauce, Anthony?
Well, I like to hang. I might just dip some biscuits into it when I get home. Just dip a few bickies in it.
Cookies.
Dip a few cookies
what,
into
you get
it.
Your milk arrow
dip a few gummy bears and whatever. Dip something into them. But that's lovely, the sweet and sour sauce.
It is. Very good.
I always ask for extra. Where I go, they know me. You want... Do you want extra sweet? I just cut off for a second there. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, let's get to some of these tweets and emails.
Mate, we can't go down to the Saturday show standard, guys.
Mate, please. Yes. At Triple M underscore NRL, Matt from Kellyville says, hi, Hoops. I see you every week on Fox League. Love what you do. You're a legend. You got two kids of similar age to mine. Do you have any ideas on what I can do to keep the kids entertained while they're stuck inside?
So what, it's a tough school at the moment, I feel, for all the parents that are homeschooling throughout the week. Anthony, your kids are grown up now, so you're fortuitous in that respect, given the lockouts and everything going on around the world at the moment. But they're climbing the walls. They're watching a lot of iTunes and whatever else they can get their hands on Netflix, all, of course, PG related. But I've been taking them down to the park, get the scooters out, get the footy out, kick the footy around a little bit. But at the same time, make sure that you're ensuring necessary social distancing, Anthony, which they reckon that was never a problem for you when you used to be doing some of your best work back at Kicks Nightclub and
Blue Light Disco.
Out at Sugar Reef back in the old days. So reckon you never had a drama with social distancing.
I never had a choice.
I think that's a positive, mate. Just on that, like just to... coming into work today, the amount of people that are walking with their kids and getting a bit of exercise and things that they wouldn't normally be doing and pets getting walked and that, I think, you know, that's a positive that the world is realising that parenting isn't, you know, dropping them off to daycare or whatever. It's bloody hard to do.
All right, we've got one here too for you, Gordy. Darren from Indooroopilly, which is a suburb in the beautiful city of Brisbane. And Darren says he and his wife Liza would like to have a romantic night at home. Well, we're going to have a romantic night. It's their anniversary, but they can't leave their house. Have you got any ideas on how he can make her a romantic dinner?
Yes. Go out to the garden and pull the petals off the roses.
Right, yeah.
And you put them in the bath. Right. So you run your beautiful wife a hot bath. You pull out your best bottle of Plonk and you cook a nice roast.
Beautiful.
And then you just turn it on and watch a nice rom-com and let her pick it. So give her the remote control and let her have it. And always a bit of dessert, some sort of dark chocolate rocky road or something like that.
I think, Maroon, you like a sticky date pudding, don't you?
Well, if I can get my hands on one, I don't mind a sticky date pudding. Now, that might just about do us. The Origin Decider, 2019 Origin Decider. Called by our very own Dan Ganane, and that's all thanks to Macca's, and we'll do that next. We'll see you next week as Triple M rocks the footy.